Now, Jason, back to Melbourne and the not-so-troubled documentary maker and performer Morgan Spurlock. Pom Wonderful, the greatest movie ever sold, premiered there last weekend, but we're going to give listeners the heads up because it's in cinemas next week. Jason, you were there at MIFF. What the heck is Pom Wonderful?
It's a fruit drink, and whoever said that festival programmers don't have a sense of irony getting a public broadcaster to introduce this extremely commercial film. But Morgan Spurlock's latest film has a weird circular logic about it. It's like watching a snake gobble up its tail, because we're seeing him go through all these boardrooms of corporate America trying to get corporate sponsors onto his film, and so that they can give him money in exchange for him placing the products in the film. And they're talking about the film in future tense, but of course they're in the film already as it's happening. So it's quite an interesting provocation and stunt from him.
I don't know how deep it goes. I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar business these days, as advertising itself is more and more regulated by broadcasters on air, on the net.
And we've got more opportunity to skip over it as well with TiVo and all sorts of other technologies.
Sticking,
so they infiltrate it in, yes.
Products,
yes,
in a movie, whether it's sunglasses or donuts, is all over the place, including in a lot of Australian films. Jason, you've met him down the years. What was Spurlock like this time around?
In good form, and he's a very good showman. So he turned up to this packed theatre wearing this black suit with the logos of his major sponsors stuck all over it, kind of like the suits racing car drivers wear with the sponsors' logos printed on them.
Hey, I mean, I think probably the most shocking thing that comes out of this film is you just start to see how prevalent, you know, not only product placement is in, like, film and television, but just kind of how pervasive and prevalent marketing and advertising is. Like, literally, it's everything. It's almost like nothing is sacred anymore.
Greatest movie ever sold!
And I think being aware of that, whether it's, you know, on your computer or on your television, as you're riding the subway, just like, just to be aware of all those places where it's happening is the first step towards, you know, maybe not opening your wallet so much.
I'll let you take a drink. It's only right.
This interview just got 40% better.
I want to ask you a little bit about the huge marketing machine that was triggered, you know, after this film was made and in the can, onto which you piggybacked, and you know, the film had a massive exposure because, well, how many different marketing departments ended up working for the film?
Well, that's a great question. You know, we went into Sundance, the Sundance Film Festival. We had 15 brands that signed on to the film when we premiered at Sundance. And then after the film premiered at Sundance, we signed on 7 more before the film opened in theaters. So in total, there were 22 companies that basically, you know, not only came on to be a part of the film, but we were actually able to leverage their marketing departments, their advertising departments, to, you know, tap into all their mailing lists, all their databases, all their websites. And what it created was this massive, you know, amount of exposure for this this little documentary that's kind of never been done before. Pretty remarkable.
So it was all this impetus, regardless of what the film was actually going to be like. Yeah. You had all this impetus because of, you know, all these marketing people working for you, these different sort of companies pushing
right.
the film.
And the amazing thing was, you know, we called 600 companies, over 600 companies, you know, to sponsor this film, of which, you know, 15 finally said yes. And it took a long time to get them to say yes. You know, we started calling companies in January of 2009. The first company, which was Band Deodorant, said yes in September. So it was a long, long process. And then when we went to Sundance, there were a lot of companies that said no, one of which was Old Navy. And so the film premiered at Sundance, and the CMO from Old Navy was actually in the audience. And on my way out of the theater at Sundance, the CMO grabbed me and she says, "We want in. You call me on Monday. We're going to figure this out." So we called the CMO on Monday. We figured out a deal. We said that we could go back into the cut, reopen it up, shoot something to put them in there, hence the scene you saw at the end where I was in the Old Navy store putting on the clothes. Cha-ching, $200,000.
Tell me a little bit about, there is a title card at the very end of the film which points out that contrary to what is we see during the film,
yeah,
you didn't give final cut to any of these sponsors. How did you get out of that?
It was a long time. Like, for every time we started negotiating a contract, the average negotiation time for a contract was about 4 months from the time we first got it. Like, the contracts would show up and it would be like a constitution. It would be like, you know, 60 pages long of all the things they wanted, and all the brands wanted final cut of the movie. All of them wanted final say. You know, we want final cut of the movie. You know, absolutely not. We want final say of final approval of how our products are going to be in the film. We pushed back. We said absolutely not. And so then ultimately, you know, we agreed on three things with every company, and then, you know, a lot of other things. But the core three were, the first one was that we won't disparage your product. We won't disparage, you know, your product in the movie. We'll disparage all your competitors all we want. So any of your competitors, I'm going to disparage as much as possible. You know, we will have a creative consultation, you know, with you about how your product's going to be seen in the film. We won't adhere to that if we don't want to, but we'll have a creative consultation. And then the last one was that we agreed to let them see the film before the movie was released.
And so, they were happy with that?
They were happy with that up until we announced that the film was going to premiere at Sundance in November, beginning of December of this past year. And when they made that announcement, suddenly every brand's calling up, and they're like, well, we got to see this movie. And I was like, well, the movie's not finished yet. We're not done. We're still working on it. We're still finishing it. Because the last thing you wanted, the last thing I wanted, especially, was to be sitting in like a conference room in one company around a table surrounded by lawyers.
I think we've got our first person there. Yes, madam.
Hi. I just wanted to know if you asked McDonald's to be a sponsor of this film.
Did I ask McDonald's to be a sponsor of this film? Absolutely, I did. Because the idea behind The Greatest Movie Ever Sold was to create a documentary blockbuster, a duckbuster. You know, we wanted to create a film that had as many brand partners and had as much support, had as much awareness around it as a big summer movie. And so, you know, as Peter Brook said, you know, that we had to get the Holy Grail, we had to get a Happy Meal. And so I called McDonald's again and again and again, and we have a great relationship. You know, I call them, they never call me back. It's terrible. And so I would leave the messages. I'd say, hey, it's me. Call me back when you can. Promise it'll be different this time.
Morgan Spurlock there at the Melbourne International Film Festival with Jason DeRosso. You can hear the whole of that Melbourne Film Festival Q&A along with those with Alex Gibney after a screening of The Magic Bus, and the panel talking about The Eye of the Storm, including Jeffrey Rush and Fred Skepsey, all now up there on our Movie Time website. The button's called Movie Time Movie Talks, and you can either stream or podcast these. Look, what are movies for? You've got to talk about them. Just look for the Movie Talks button on abc.net.au/rn/movietime.